Everyone loves the stinger around here, and we're trying to sting the bookies tomorrow at headquarters. So we'll see what we can do about that with the world's greatest form analyst, Dean Lester, who's been front and centre this week on RSN 9217. Oh, good morning.
Good morning, Daniel.
Are they clamouring out the front of the house trying to get a sneak peek of what's going on in your world after the expose from Gareth on Wednesday, which was magnificent, just by the way?
No, I think they're totally sick of me. They're going the other way.
Well, no one can be
sick of second week, next week.
Well, yes, I know, twice. Yeah. Part two.
So is it one of those situations where the second one's worse than the first, Dino, or is it we're going to be a Back to the Future type situation where the second one's better?
Yeah, I'm tipping it's Caddyshack 2. I'm not sure.
No.
I don't know. I haven't heard. No, it'll be good.
What was worse, Dino, Caddyshack 2 or Grease 2?
Oh, gee whiz. Caddyshack 2 was just, it's appalling.
But it was disappointing, wasn't it?
Oh,
yeah, it was on the car. You didn't have any tie web. You didn't have anything going on.
No, it was a horrible, horrible sequel, Caddyshack 2. But Grease 2 really did.
Yeah.
After such a high bar.
Yeah, that was.
To just butcher it.
They haven't brought it out as a musical, have they? Rob Mills is not in that.
No. But he'll be listening somewhere. He loves the program.
Yeah,
good morning,
Millsy.
He was one of Kevin Bartlett's grade six footy team disciples at Roval Primary back in the old days. KB was coaching the Roval Primary. Millsy was there as the grade six captain. I think he might have been at the time too. He'll be listening. He loves it. But there's no Grease 2 musical. You're spot on, Dino. But great to have you with us and ready for a big day at headquarters tomorrow. But we need Quinny to join us and help us out from the tab on a Friday morning. Good morning, Nicholas.
Good morning, Daniel. Good morning, all.
Did you tune in Wednesday morning? For the Dino extravaganza?
Absolutely. And they did a really good job putting it out online as well. They wrote the story up really well. So if you haven't heard, hopefully you can catch up on that. But if you want to read it, that's just as impressive.
Donut Day today, Nicholas. National Donut Day, we're being told.
Geez, Blair must be busy.
Are they at the back, are they? You didn't bring him in?
Haven't quite got around to that just yet. I was worried that half wasn't 100%, so no, I thought we could just ease him back in.
Seriously.
Too many watching videos of himself kicking match-winning goals against St Kilda and Luke Hodge chiming in.
Inspiring a nation, is that what you said?
Have you got them over there, Daniel?
Got what over there?
Literally brought donuts.
Literally brought donuts. No, nothing for you. Nothing. That's about nutrition. When you're unwell, you need to be eating the right foods, and that's not what we're after today. So you don't need that, Nicholas. What you do need to do is help us out with the Friday form. And for first-time players, welcome aboard. Great to have you with us. What we do is go through the next day's racing, the big Metropolitan meeting. It is, of course, at Flemington tomorrow. Give you a chance to narrow the fields in the quaddy legs. We'll find the Ramaruffi, which has been unbelievably successful of recent times, and Waldino's world-famous formula bet will alert you to as well, which is a chance for you to register at the website rsn.net.au and have Dino invest on your behalf. It's an outstanding situation.
And tomorrow, it's VRC Members Day, so every race is named after a VRC member, including this one here, by a man by the name of Otto Kohn, K-O-H-N. Mm-hmm. He is 93 years of age and has been a full member for 52 years. That's not a bad effort.
That's a strong, strong allegiance to the Victorian Racing Club there from Otto. Well, he's in the quaddy, so we'll get to Otto.
Yeah.
He's the last leg of the quaddy, Otto. I'm not even sure they've put him last.
Well, that's what I was thinking. But he should be the feature event on the card.
Well, maybe it's the crescendo.
Yeah, maybe.
With the great man Otto. We'll get to him. Well, we start with race six. He's race nine. We'll start with race six, which is the 1,400-metre affair. The VRC member, Brian Lindsay, handicap.
He's 84 years of age.
Is he?
He's been a full VRC member for 42 years.
How do you know this stuff?
Wealth of information.
Well, no, good luck to you, Brian. Hope it goes well for you.
He was a member of Queensland Parliament.
Okay.
Sorry, what?
Okay.
He was a member of Queensland Parliament, was Brian Lindsay.
Sort of J.B. Ockie Peterson sort of areas. Well, no. Anyway, he's got a race named after him tomorrow. It's race six. It's the first leg of the quaddy.
He's actually a Vietnam veteran.
And he's got 16 runners going around in his race. And if we go midway through the field, Dino, way to go Paula. Not way to go Brian for his performance at the VRC. Way to go Paula, his favourite for Phil Stokes. And Jamie Carr's in the saddle at $4 at tab.com.au. Do you agree?
I do agree, Daniel. I think way to go Paula with the Rosemont Gatecrasher colours aboard.
Yes.
I think we'll be very hard to beat. First two runs this time in excellent, just had no luck at all in Adelaide. It was a total forgive run, and I think back to 1,400 metres. I think the fillies are the right form in this race, and I think she's maybe the best of them. Number seven, Standoff, is a filly that just seems to reserve her best form for Flemington, which is a good place to do it. She's won twice, and she was really dominant winning last start. She does go up a bit in weight, but gets Damien Oliver in the saddle. 12, Foxy Frida, I thought was quite a good run last start. And what I think was a really strong race at Sandown. I think that form will stack up well, and that can run well here. They're the three fillies. Best of the Males, 5, Michigan, freshened up, but should get a lovely run here, and I think he's quite a promising horse. And the top one, Mark of the Man, there was a race recently at Flemington, won by Summer Rocker. There wasn't much between about the first 7. I just thought Mark of the Man might have been the one with the most improvement. Only second run in Australia at that most recent run. He'll be fitter again and has some chance. But no, I think it's a good race for the fillies. In saying that, not a lot between them.
What do you say, Quinny?
Best backed runner is the second elect number 10, Four Leaf Ride, who's been $8.50 into $5. Won by 8 lengths on debut at Kilmore. Not in the quaddie. What's the little concern here, Dino?
He won a time trial at Kilmore. He's in a race tomorrow. He just rolled to the front and did his own thing. And yes, he ran fast and he did it very well. But I just could see, you know, maybe a horse like Bengal Bandit or Volator or Summer Rocker or Japery just putting a little bit more pressure, just breathing down his neck a bit more. If he comes through that pressure and wins tomorrow, he's well above average.
Are you surprised to see he's been the best backed? Or was it sort of the trick you're expecting some punters to fall into on the back of that, you know, impressive victory in terms of lengths?
Well, time-wise and lengths and margins, it's a very impressive win. But going in, it looked a weak maiden that day, and he got it on his own terms. Hence, he ran the time. And so much different when you've just got one, you know, sitting right on your tail and putting a bit more pressure in. So it'll be interesting to see how he copes with that tomorrow.
The other one that's firmed up, Daniel, has been the favourite. Way to go, Paul, who's been 480 into 4.
All right, so the Brian Lindsay handicap over the 1,400 metres, the first event has been done in terms of numbers, Rammo. Your job is to read us those numbers once they've been told by Dino and assessed by Quinny. What are they, please, for the first look at the quaddie tomorrow?
8, 7, 12, 5 and 1.
8, 7, 12, 5 and 1. The second leg is over the 2,000 metres. It is the Maureen Salter. The VRC member Maureen Salter. The time-honoured Maureen Salter, if you don't mind. Another full field going around. Big fields tomorrow, Dino. Tough day at the office, I reckon. 16 going around. Plenty of emergencies just in case. And Cindy Olsen's got the favourite with Craig Newitt in the saddle. Number 3, Ruba, who is $3.90 at tab.com.au.
He's certainly been a constant in these races, Ruba, and he does deserve a win at this level, and he's one of the chances. But I'm going with a horse on the way up, I think, in his preparation, and that's Namakwa, number 4, who won last start in lesser company. He drops 5.5 kilos for that win. He gets blinkers first time and a good draw, and just, you know, the stats are remarkable. 2,000 metres and beyond with the Mar Eustace stable. Yeah, you know, they're good trainers of anything, but they really come into their own with these sort of horses and the way they prep them up. And I'm going to go with Namakwa to beat number 9, Mark Holt, who I thought just got too far back last start, but ran very well. Gets a senior rider in Michael D on tomorrow, can run well. Our Lone Star was near on 4 weeks between runs last start, and I think he'll just be better for that day at the races and that run at 2,000 metres. He'll run well. As I said, Ruba's a constant, and he goes in the quaddie, as does Redwood Shadow, who just tinkered with the gear a little bit here. The blinkers going off, Jamie Carr going on, maybe next best. But no, I think Namakwa might be a bit of a horse on the up here.
What do you got for us, Quinny?
$11 at the moment.
$11?
So no doubt that will be popular in the next couple of minutes after being tipped on top by Dino. The money has come for the favourite, Rhubarb. 440 out to 460, but subsequently 460 into 390. Redwood Shadow of 460, second elect. Then we've got Mark Holt at 5. Dino, are you surprised that Rhubarb is as short as 390?
Look, he's been very consistent, but yeah, you've got to think he's more of a $5 chance because he's an each-way chance. He is going to win one of these races, but with every run he gets further into a preparation, and you just wonder where, you know, the tipping point is for his campaign. Saying that, he's kept his form, you know, really good, but yeah, he has surprised me he's that short.
Dino, the first emergency arms giver, part owned by some superstars at RSN, Matt Nevitt and Michael Falgate, and the horse has been somewhat costly, pipped twice the odds on favourite.
Anyone else involved, yeah. Nicholas?
They're the only superstars at RSN.
Anyone else involved?
Anyone from the tab involved?
I've got a tiny share as well. It's caused me to colour my hair. It's caused the stress so far. Should this horse sneak into the field, Dino? Can he be included in the multiples?
He can be included in the place multiples. I think he's very much a learner. I think I think you've got a talent, but I think he's you know, if, whatever he does at the moment, he's only going to get better. So you know, I think it's good times ahead, Nicholas. Whether it's tomorrow, I'm not sure, but he's a promising horse.
Sounds like he no chance tomorrow.
Quick. Should he fail to gain a start tomorrow, keep an eye on him at Swan Hill next Sunday.
Oh. Next Sunday.
Now that would be a good race for him.
1600.
Yeah. 2 and 3 year old maiden.
Over the jumps?
Dino, do you know that it's a 2 and 3 year old maiden already for next Sunday at Swan Hill for that race?
Or do you, yes, Daniel.
You know the form a week in advance.
Oh, I know that program because I've been going to Swan Hill for about 25 years, so I know what races are on there feature day.
Wouldn't you love to know 10% of what Dino's forgotten?
Oh, man.
Although he doesn't forget anything, so.
That's extraordinary. That is quite remarkable. Righto. So they're the numbers on the assessment of race number 7 and the second leg of the quaddie, the time-honoured Maureen Salter over the 2,000 metres. What are those numbers again, please, Rammer?
4, 9, 2, 3, and 5.
I'm still getting over the fact he knows what's happening at Swan Hill next Sunday. That's quite extraordinary. Race number 8.
Really, Daniel.
I understand. Race number 8 is the third leg of the quaddie, the William Keppel handicap over the 1,100. Almost all the way back on that famous Flemington straight. Almost all the way back. Not quite. So we've got 15 going around. No, we're not. We've got 2 scratchings. We've got 13 going around. You can rule a line through number 8 for Johnny McArdle, Archer Peter Beach, and the Waterman for the McAvoys. They've both been scratched. 13, that means. And a fairly open affair, Dino, because Sugartown, number 14 for DT O'Brien, D Lane in the saddle, is 5.50 favourite at tab.com.au.
Yeah, the scratchings didn't help much, Daniel. It's a really tough race. In saying that, I've landed on the favourite, Sugartown. I think she was in a race last week that looked winnable, and they've elected to come to this race, which looks a bit stronger, but down the straight probably gives her experience before the Creswick final here in a couple of weeks' time for the three-year-olds. So I think she'll run very well, Sugartown. By no means is she a good thing. It's a very open race. I think the interesting thing of this race is the speed's all drawn out wide, and I just wonder how strong that speed is. I think with about 200 to go, they might be starting to paddle, and you know, it might be a bit different to some straight races. The horses close to the inside might have the momentum, and she might be one of them. Others that are drawn, you know, closer to the inside are 5 Curran, who just doesn't know how to run a bad race. He won well 2 starts back. He was beaten by Ayrton last start. He's been freshened up. He'll run well. All of Brighton's drawn barrier 1, which is not usually ideal at Flemington, but I just think the way this race sets up might be hitting the line strongly. 6 Pioneer River resumes as a gelding. He looks the best weighted horse in the race off his form last time in. He's trialled well. And Muntasira, conversely, she should have won last week against older horses back to her own age group. She goes up 10 kilos. It's a big impost on a 7-day backup. I put her in because she's a classy runner for this grade, but it is a challenge with the big weight.
I'm just going back to the selections for race number 7 too, Quinny. Did you put an emergency in your numbers in the paper?
Oh, absolutely.
Did you have to
share? Because if I left the horse
in?
Out of the top 4 and it won, I would never, ever, ever, ever hear the end of it.
Put an emergency that you own in your numbers in the paper. That is disgraceful.
Also
behavior.
Put Dino's top selection in there as well, which you'll be thrilled about.
Yes, you did. Well, I'm not sure he's that thrilled that you've put it in.
Tickled pink he will be.
What about the market for race number 8? You've heard Dino's assessment. What's the Tabs assessment?
Sugartown heads the market at 5.50. All of Brighton's been popular, 7.50 into 6.50. And the best backed runner is one we don't have in the quaddie here, number 3, Yulong Command, who's been $11 Ooh. In to 6.50. Dino, I want to ask you about 2 runners here. Yulong Command, who's had good support and chased home Ayrton last start, and a horse with Albury form that also ties through Yulong Command in number 4, Brindley's Trooper, who's won 3 from 4, and the only time this horse was defeated was second to the runner in question, Yulong Command, at the Valley.
Yeah, that's the key. Yulong Command, bit of a challenge this time, and look, they've worked him out. He's just a very fast, one-pace sort of horse. He gets to the front, and he's just got to try and hang on. Now, he went very quickly when he ran second 2 starts back. He did it again last time and weakened. Back to 1,100, blinkers on, down the straight. I just don't know if the straight's actually ideal for him. I think what he's missing is what you said about his win last time. I mean, he won at Moonee Valley. I think he'd like to be getting around the tight track at the Valley. And at the moment, of course, we don't race at the Valley, so he's a bit disadvantaged. Brendan's Trooper is a promising horse. He has got just raw talent, and that's the thing. If he converts that tomorrow against these horses, he could win. I just wonder if an experience down the straight will do him good and he'll be better for this run down the straight.
Fair enough. Good assessment. Before we get to Rama's numbers, Whitey, we didn't get the background, the backstory of Maureen Salter or William Capel. Can you help us out there, please? Because we learnt that Brian Lindsay was a member of Queensland Parliament and has been a member for donkey's years as well.
And a Vietnam veteran.
And a Vietnam veteran, of course. What about Maureen?
Well, Maureen, interestingly about Maureen, she was among one of the first female VRC four members.
Right.
From back in the mid-80s. So that's a bit on Maureen. William?
Mid-80s, a bit archaic from the VRC, wasn't it?
Yeah, I know. Have a look at that. William Capel, VRC member for over 30 years.
That's all they give you.
Well, I mentioned... I feel like I'm being a bit disrespectful to Maureen and William, but so Otto and Brian, they had great stories to tell.
Righto. Well, that's what's happening there for Maureen and Brian.
Oh, Leslie Milson is... Leslie Milson
from Naked Gun.
Leslie Milson's a good family friend of ours. Leslie Milson.
No, not involved in the quaddie, so no feedback, just for the moment. Just trust me, there'll be a moment.
They won't.
There will be a moment. Shush, shush.
Okay, sorry.
There will be a moment for Leslie. Sorry. I can tell you. I know some information. I don't want to go too early on these things. It's a carryover champ situation. Rama, what are the numbers, please, for the third leg of the quaddie?
Third leg. 14, 5, 2, 6, and 1.
Righto. 14, 5, 2, 6, and 1. The Milson family, I'd stay listening.
Okay. Because I've got a good story to tell.
We are three legs through for the quaddie tomorrow at Flemington. One to go. Dino's Rama Ruffy is not too far away, and the formula bet as well. You get a chance for him to invest on your behalf. All you've got to do is register at the website, rsn.net.au. Recap of the early mail today. The racing at Pakenham, Frankie Stockdale has given us race 4, number 8, the Cruiser. And Enver Justifovic has given us race 6, number 4, Obi. So 4, 8, 6, 4 today at Pakenham. Our early mail selections for the racing community. We'll come back and get through the rest of the Friday form with Dino and Quinny after this on The Breakfast Club. Wheel of Fortune. Yes, welcome to the program.
I'll take the lawnmower with the catcher.
Panasonic microwave.
I'll take the microwave.
The Tommy Armour golf clubs.
No, I've got golf clubs. Don't need those.
Oh, you were whinging about that the other day.
No, I need you. Just remembered. It's been that long since I played golf.
Did you purchase?
No, I haven't. No.
He's going to the Drummond Golf sale. That's where he's going.
I take the luggage? Oh, I don't need luggage.
The Tosca luggage. 27 past 7 on a Friday morning. We're midway through the Friday form with Dean Lester, the world's greatest form analyst, and Nick Quinn, that guy from the tab. But we're celebrating a very, very important birthday today. The lovely Val's popped in with a cake out the back because she knows it's baby John Burgess's birthday today. Of course, host of Wheel of Fortune, catchphrase, pass the buck, one of the all-time great radio men as well. He just loves being a part of our program.
You've had him on the show.
To have a crack at participating was amazing to me. So, yeah, I'm, as I said, truly, truly chuffed.
Yeah, it's fair enough. So you should be. We've welcomed him into our world, Dino, as you say, and he's really embraced it.
It's good. I think it's one of the highlights of his career, being on the show.
No doubt about that. He's quite a prominent figure. So who better to celebrate than the birthday of John Burgess today for us here on The Breakfast Club? Dino. Of course, you'd know this, being great mates with him, of course, as part of the program. How old, for all our listeners, is baby John Burgess today?
Yeah, what I did notice, Daniel, was the colouring of the hair over the journey. So when he came in to the show, so it's hard to get a read. I'll go 75.
75. Rama, how old baby John, please?
I'm going to go a milestone birthday. 80.
Yeah. Nice work. Quinny?
I'm going the overs. I think he's 81.
Oh, you're never the overs. You're always the unders. Whitey?
Well, I know how old he is because we've been out there sharing some donuts before, and he was telling me he was 78. So
78.
I was surprised by that, but he keeps telling me he's 78. So.
You're all in the window. You're all, which has never happened before in the history of the birthday bulletin. You're all in the window.
But one's right.
One of you is right.
Yes.
Adam White is right. He is 78 today.
Hang on.
He told me out there.
There's a lot of confidence.
Way too much confidence. Yeah.
Too much confidence.
Yeah.
Way too much.
He was 78.
Nah. What have you done?
Something's going on here.
We need to see your Google search.
Yeah, Dino, something's going on here. There's way too much confidence. and speed in that answer.
He told me out there he's 78.
What's the boss's name again?
Well, funny you ask at the moment, John. It's a good question. It's a good question. We'll talk about it after the show when we have the cake that Val brought in as one of our government supervisors. Let's get out of that one real quick because race number 9 is the last leg of the quaddie, in fact. And this is the VRC member Otto Cohn race over the 2,000 metres, the benchmark 84 affair. Just for those playing at home again, Whitey, what is Otto renowned for at the VRC?
Jeez. For being a long-term member. He's 93 years of age, still watches the races every weekend, backs the Ramaruffi every week.
Loves it.
He's been a full member for 52 years.
Good on you, Otto. Good on you. A nice recognition for you tomorrow to finish off the quaddie to land us the big dividend tomorrow. And there are 16 going around, Dino. Number 17, Lamborghini, gets a run for Paddy Payne after Mubariz has been scratched for CJ Waller. But it still gives us a full field of 16. And XL Man for Richard Lemming, which we know plenty about around here on the Breakfast Club. And Jamie Carr in the saddle, it's favourite, $4, tab.com.au.
Yeah, and he's one of the chances, Daniel. Another, the recurring theme of the day, very even race. But I love the way number 16, Luna Flair's come back to racing. Both of her runs this time in have been really good, and I'm just hoping late in the day they'll be steaming down the outside, and she fits that bill perfectly, and I think she's got a great winning chance. Number 16 to beat 9, Maserati Bay, who he's really improved this time in. He's got a useful record all round. He's won 5 of 15, but, better over a bit further this time in over shorter trips. His two runs have been excellent. He's got a great chance. Number 10, fifth position, had its first run in Australia for the Price Kent Junior Stable at the Warrnambool Carnival and ran well. I think out to 2,000 metres will suit him. 5, Approach Discreet. This horse is in tremendous form. He's better on softer ground, but he's just going so well. He's got to be a chance. And 13, Exelman goes in the quaddie. So it's just a meeting of some really in-form horses here, and hence it makes it a really tough race.
Righto, Quinny. In-form horses. We've been able to narrow it down to 5 from Dino. What's the market doing?
Two early firmers at the pointy end of the market. Exelman's been $4.80 into 4, and fifth position $7 into $5.50. Dino's on top selection, Luna Flair, currently at $6 on the fixed odds. Maserati Bay, a $10 chance. Dino, we know we can't put them all in, but what did you make of number 12, Vegas Knight, who returned to prominence with a nice Flemington win last start?
Yeah, he got the job done, and he'll be on pace, and it was a good day to be on pace, and he was very brave last start. I just think it'll probably depend on how the track's playing. If the leaders or on paces are doing well, well, he's got a lot better chance than probably a couple of others, I'm tipping, but I'm just hoping they'll be winding up and running on down the centre later in the day.
And Luna Flair, $4.60 out to $6. Do you advise your legion of fans to keep your powder dry and hopefully you'll get better than the $6 currently on offer?
I wouldn't think you'll get better. I think that's about... I think she's hit her mark. I think she was a little bit unders early, so that's fine. That's about where she should sit because... Betting this far out, knowing where she's going to be, she's going to be in the back 3 or 4, you're just hoping that they can run on the day.
Rightio. So that is the assessment of the Otto Cohn last race of the card, the last race of the quaddie, and they're the numbers we need, Rammer, to land the big one tomorrow. What are they again, please?
16, 9, 10, 5 and 13.
16, 9, 10, 5 and 13. You're not going to believe this. There's been some feedback coming through. Missed the quaddie numbers as I was yelling at my sister Kylie for never inviting me to hang out with Half. Can you please repeat them, says Danny Minogue. Well, Danny, great SMS. Great to have you listening this morning. This one, Half and Lads, sorry, I was brushing my pet hen, Mr. Cluckachungus, and missed the quad numbers. Can you please divulge? Well, with manners like that, we can absolutely do that. And then this one... gets me as well. This is from Peter. Half, can Rammer please repeat the numbers? I've just woke up after being comatose from Whitey's rock out choice yesterday. Now, I can't have you being comatose, Peter. I can't have you missing numbers because of that. So I'm going to get Rammer to go through the numbers, please, tomorrow again for the quaddie.
Race 6, 8, 7, 12, 5 and 1. Race 7, 4, 9, 2, 3 and 5. Race 8, 14, 5, 2, 6 and 1. Race 9, 16, 9, 10, 5 and 13.
All right, they are your numbers for the quaddie tomorrow at Flemington. A good chance to get in early doors, but make sure your pencils are even more sharpened tomorrow morning on RSN 927. Let's get to the formula bet, Dino. Who are you playing for today, and where are you going?
We're playing for Jesse McLean of Alfredton. For Jesse, a $40 all-up bet, the win at race 2, number 2, Lavina. $40 win at race 3, number 12, Chief Eltony. He's the best bet of the day. And $40 on the all-up of the pair. Race 2, number 2, into race 3, number 12, for Jesse McLean of Alfredton.
All right, so 2-2, 3-12, with 3-12 being the best of the day. Quinny, what does that come to, please, for Jesse?
$3.50 into 2.25. The all-up comes to $7.87.
$7.87 for the all-up for the formula bet tomorrow. Good luck to you, Jesse. Hope it goes well. Nice work. Okay, so race 3, number 12, is the best bet of the day. Whitey, race 2 is the Ben Edney.
Yeah.
What's Ben's situation?
Ben's been a member for 27 years. Had a horse called Princess Tahir, who was trained by Leon Corstens and ran in the Oaks in 2001.
Righto. And the race number 3 is the Leslie Milson.
This is the good one, Leslie Milson. Now, Leslie.
Not Leslie Nielsen, for those listening.
Milson. Leslie Milson. M-I-L-L. Now, Leslie Milson's late husband was Monty Milson. Yes. Now, Monty Milson helped found TROA, the Thoroughbred Racehorse Owners Association. But maybe more importantly, Monty and Leslie were owners of Taxan, who won the 1978 Caulfield Cup under what was pretty controversial circumstances, Dino. Because it was a very close finish with R1, wasn't it?
It was a very close photo, very deceptive photo, and Taxan got the day. And yes, the Milsons didn't race, that horse didn't race in their colours, but they had very famous blue and white striped colours and icons of the Victorian racing.
That's right, and the colours were that way because they're massive North Melbourne fans, a big North Melbourne family, the Milsons. And when I was growing up, we used to go over to the Milsons quite a bit because I was good friends with Scott and Dean, their kids. Mm. We used to play indoor sport, indoor footy, table tennis, and we would play for the Caulfield Cup. Play for the Caulfield Cup, and whoever won, we'd take the Caulfield Cup off the mantelpiece and have it above our head like we'd won Wimbledon, the actual Caulfield Cup.
I liked it, Whitey.
I did as well.
That's a cool story.
Yeah, I think it is a good story.
That's a cool story.
It was the actual Caulfield Cup.
But you had to give it back.
We had to give it back.
No, that's disappointing.
I don't know whether Leslie would have been too happy if she knew what we're doing with the Caulfield Cup. It was the actual Caulfield Cup.
What else were you doing with it?
Well, no, we were
putting
it
over your head.
Sort of, you know, playing.
Was there some shenanigans with
the cup? Put beer in the cup, or?
We're about 8, maybe 7.
It's about bright time.
Rammer, drink responsibly. Hydration's important. Right, oh, that's a good story from the Milsons.
Coming out near
there. Yeah, so much. He'll mention the skating bowls shortly. There's a bit of activity there, too, I heard early this morning. That's a topic for another day, don't know. But boy, did he get up to some mischief, that fella.
Oh, wow.
And the skate bowl. Oh, Rammer, you sicko. Let's get to the Rammer Ruffy speaking of.
Ready to sting the bookies? This is Rammer's Ruffy for the all-new Kia Stinger. Fine-tuned for Australian conditions. Book a thrill ride and experience the new Kia Stinger today.
And we have stung the bookies for the Kia Stinger in the last couple of weeks. Dino, what can we do tomorrow?
Let's hope so, Daniel. And it was this race last year, actually, that we got on a bit of a roll with Rammer's Ruffy, and it was a horse called Persan.
Oh,
and we're going back to the same stable, same race, and it's race 7, number 4, Namaqua. I think at around that double-figure quote, he'll run a tremendous race.
Right, those numbers again, please, Quinny.
11 the win, 3.20 the place.
11, 3.20.
Lovely.
I would suggest not for long. Get involved with the Rammer Ruffy Race 7, number 4. Good stuff. All right, so official proceedings are complete for the Friday form, Dino, which means we only need a bit of a tease about what's coming up for you and Hamish with Gareth a little bit later on.
Gareth's inspiration here with, and Hamish, I think, with the 2-week lockdown, the best 2 weeks you've had in sport. So. Hamish will be giving us a lot of the 2000 Olympics. He's claimed that, and Gareth and I will chip around the edges.
Footy trip 1997. What a 2 weeks it was for
footy trip
for many reasons. Blackhawks at Chicago Stadium one night, the Bulls with their ring ceremony the next night, on the field with Dallas played Philadelphia in Philly. Green Bay Packers against the Detroit Lions in the snow at Lambeau Field. That was a great couple of weeks.
Can you list that? Because I'd actually put you down for 2005 US Masters. I believe you went that time.
Well, you wouldn't believe it, Dean. I was there in 2005. When,
is that when Tiger chipped in?
He chipped in on 16. And
were you down at the green?
No, I was at the top of 18 right, interviewing Craig Perry. You can almost see the roar come up the hill, Dino.
Yes.
It was quite a moment. I'll never forget that moment. He played in a playoff with Chris DeMarco, who hasn't been seen since.
No, he's still rocking in the corner somewhere.
Well, I'm going to be listening in. I might even call in a little bit later on to talk about the 2005 Masters, which you're probably not aware I was at, at Augusta. So I'm looking forward to that, Dino. Have a great weekend. Look forward to catching you next week on the Friday Form.
Thanks, Daniel.
Good stuff. Dan Lester, the world's greatest form analyst. But miss him with Hamish and Gareth a little bit later on. Quinny, are you hanging around or are you going?
I will hang around to do an RSN tab market update at 8 o'clock.
Well, I want your best then. We'll let our listeners just hold on for a little while for your best.
And it has the word Yulong in it.
Right. Well, Yulong, you'll have to wait long
could be
to get it.
Could be one of about 500 horses.
It's a big stable these days.
Chat to you soon.
Right, look forward to it. That's the Friday Form. Nick Quinn, that guy from the tab, is a star. And Dean Lester, of course, is the world's greatest form analyst. I'll tell you who is a star. Brent Harvey. He's the AFL Games record holder. He's going to join us after this. The Friday footy preview. 6 games to get through this week, not the 9. First week of the bye rounds in round 12. The Kangas having a spell, so he's got the leg up, icing that hamstring, so he's ready for the back half of the season.